The Life of Ellen Garrison. For the entirety of her childhood, Ellen Garrison would call the Robins house in Concord, Massachusetts, home. Her mother, Susan Garrison, was one of the first residents of the house, and Ellen Garrison would return to Concord each summer during her adult life. Having been born in 1823, she grew up during the antebellum period, a time that saw a leap in the push for abolition. Her mother and father were very active in the town of Concord throughout her early life, taking part in local activities. Susan was a founding member of the Concord Female Anti-Slavery Society, hosting their second meeting in her home. In fact, Ellen's engagement in questions of civil rights extended beyond those of African Americans. Her signature appeared alongside 200 others on a petition protesting the government's treatment of the Cherokee. She attended Concord's public schools and earned several awards recognizing her academic prowess. As an adult, Garrison became a Freeman school teacher in the South as part of the American Missionary Association. Anti-slavery activist. Early on, she learned about racial discrimination and followed in her mother's footsteps as an anti-slavery activist. At 12, she marched in a Concord parade hand in hand with her white schoolmates beneath the gaze of curiosity, surprise, ridicule, and admiration. Ellen signed many petitions as a way to make her voice heard. After the Civil War, Ellen taught newly freed people during Reconstruction. Her application explained, "I have a great desire to go and labor among the freedmen of the South. I think it is our duty as people to spend our lives in trying to elevate our own race. Who can feel for us if we do not feel for ourselves?" True to her calling, in the hostility of the post-Reconstruction South, Ellen's teaching post was defunded. She followed Kansas Exodusters in 1879 to again teach newly freed people. After a decade in Kansas as a teacher, homestead farmer's wife, and stepmother, Ellen moved with her later family to an egalitarian anti-slavery community in Pasadena, California, where she is buried with other anti-slavery activists. My name is Autumn Mendoza, and I am a class of 23 graduate of Concord Carlisle High School. I will be attending Norfolk State University, an HBCU, which stands for Historically Black Colleges University, and I am the only student of the 2023 class of Concord that will be going to an HBCU. Sources include Concord Museum, the Ellen Garrison exhibit at the Robins House, the Meet the Residents exhibit at the Robins House. Find out more at robinshouse.org. Thank you for educating yourself about Concord's African American and anti-slavery history.